He's working one here, they think. No, it's upside down.
Okay. Oh.
The leaf is upside down.
You can hear it.
I know, but it's still upside down.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Let's see how this works.
Okay. The last time we learned Chulin was before Pesach, so we learned Chav Dalet Amud Aleph. We'll review again briefly in order to continue on Chav Dalet Amud Beis. So the Mishnah Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, the Mishnah Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph states, Kosher b'Kohanim possible, Levim Kosher b'Levim possible b'Kohanim. A Balmum passes by Kohanim, but a lady who's a Balmum is okay. Unless he doesn't sing well. The Levim were divided in the Beis HaMikdash, were divided into two groups. Some were Meshoirim, they had to sing, and some were Shoirim, locking the gates. So those who sing have to have a good voice. If they don't have a good voice, or even if they have a wonderful voice, but it doesn't blend in with everybody else's voice, so you kick them out of the choir. That's the last line on Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph. And then in the Midbar, when they used to carry Masa Bakosef, they used to carry, when they were traveling from the Mem Beis Masos, the 42 cities where they stopped off, so the Levim had to carry the Oroin on their shoulders. They couldn't leave it on a wagon. So that was a Hiro Ashur. When they were carrying Masa Bakosef, then there was a Din Nachshon in Poislin B'Levim. Once they reached the age of 50, so they can no longer carry. But b'shila b'beis olam, you don't have masa b'kosef, if you don't carry anything, you just have the meshorim and the shorim. So calls man that he has a good voice, you can let him sing. So that's the last line there. B'shila b'beis olam, main the psalm ala b'kol. If he doesn't have a good voice, and the Gemara says my kroah. So they quote a pasuk from where, from Divrei Hayamim, that all of the singing has to blend in together. Fine. So there's no age limit b'zman hazeh by levim, and there never was an age limit by kohanim. And Psul Balmum only applies to Kohanim, doesn't apply to Levim. So the Gemara quoted a Braisa. By the Levim, there was a stira. One pasuk says from the age of 25 to 50, another pasuk says from the age of 30 to 50. So the Gemara worked it out. Then the Gemara says, what about Kohanim? There's no age limit at all. So the Braisa says, yes, it has to be, it's six lines from the bottom of Chavdalam and Aleph, Ton Rabbanon, Kohen, five lines from the bottom, Bishiyabish de Cyrus. A boy becomes bar mitzvah when you have Shana Bissimon. 13 is not enough. You'd give, let's say Moshe Rabbeinu was born Zayin Adar, so when it comes Vav Adar, 13 years later, that's called Yud Gimel Shanim. When it comes Zayin Adar, that's the first day in the 14th year. That's called Yud Gimel Shanim, the Yom Echad, another day. So that's Shanim, but he's not yet bar mitzvah. You have to have Shana Bissimon. You have to have Cyrus, at least a little hair growing on the Eva Ho'erva, the same for a girl. Girl becomes bas mitzvah at 12, it's not exactly always so. You have to have shana b'siman, she has to be yud b'shana b'yamechad, and then you have to have shtei saris growing. So that's what the Braisa says, Tana Rabbanan, Koyin, what's the youngest age? Mashiach shtei saris. He has to be a bar mitzvah. Before bar mitzvah, he cannot be maker of korbanos. Achi yaskin, till he reaches old age. Kosher l'avoid. Oh, so that's what the Gemara, that's what we're up to now. So the Gemara has on the top of Amud Beis, Ad Sheyaskin Ad Kama. What's the definition of Ad Sheyaskin? How old is a Zoki? Zog Digmar, Omer Abiloi, Omer Abchanina. Rabiloi quotes the name Abchanina. Ad Sheyaraseis. Until his hands and his feet are shaking. If he can't stand in a healthy position. So Digmar is going to go into it a little further. Tanan Hossam, we have a Mishnah Mikvos. If a person is tummy, he has to go to the mikveh, he becomes tohar. So let's say the person became tummy, he was a balkeri. So when the shichvazer comes out of his body, then it's metami. Kozman is in his body, it's not metami. When it's yotzei lachutz, he becomes a balkeri. So what about a balkeri should toval? So he should really urinate before he goes to the mikveh, because maybe there's a little tipas shichvazera inside his body that after he's going to go to the mikveh, then he's going to go to the bathroom, then the Sheikh Lazer is going to come out and go make him again a Balkeri. So the Mishnah says, the Mishnah discusses, it depends what age he is. Balkeri Shetov, Avalahitamayim, he didn't go to the Beis HaKisei. He didn't urinate before going to the Tevilah. Likisheyatil, when he goes to, he urinates after being Toivo, he becomes Tamei Yerushdem, because we assume that there may have been a little shichvazera still held in the body, held back in the body, and it came out after he was tovel.
Why was in a bottle in the
what? What? That's a good question. All the Rishonim asked that. The Gemara talks to Masachas Yefsher. The Gemara talks about another thing, a different case, not about this. The Gemara asks it about a Balkari who is also a Zav. A Zav is a Balkari. So the Gemara says, a Zav, just like a Zav, has to have Shivinikim, so a Zav also has to have Shivinikim. So what happens if he has Balkari, a Shichvazer comes out? Ziva is a sickness. He has some kind of a disease. He has to go see a doctor. Person of Balkari is healthy. There's not a disease. But a Zav has some kind of sickness. So what happens, let's say, if in the middle of the Shivinikim, he has a Ria Ziva, so you have to start all over again the Shivinikim, because you need Shivinikim with Tzufim. What happens if in the middle of the Shivinikim he doesn't have Ziva, he doesn't have a Ria Ziva, but he has a Rias Keri, a little Tipas Keri comes out. So the Gemara says, a Zava has Keri, Iepsher, the Tipas Keri, below Tzich Tzuch Ziva. There's going to be a little Mashu of Ziva there. So that's why it's Seisa Yoy Mechot. It's not Seisa all the 7 days, it's Seisa that day, a compromise. The Gemara learns it out from Psukim. So the Rishonim ask, what do you mean, Iepsher, the Tipas Keri, below Tzich Tzuch Ziva? There's a Mashu. So let it be bottled berev. You don't need shishim. Shishim is only a din. We have treifa food mixed into kosher food. So mikra din, if the treifas is less than 50%, let's say you have a cup of tea, and the cup of tea, someone poured in dam. So 49% of the liquid is dam, or chazer shmaltz, and 51% is tea. So the din should have been is bottled berev, should be mutter. So there it comes in a new din, tam ki ikir. Since when you're eating food, you're talking about eating food, so then there's a din. If you can taste the flavor of the treifa food, you say tam ki ikir is considered as if you're eating the treifa food. And that's a big machlekes, Rashi and Taisus. Is that a din deraisa, din derabbana, tam ki ikir? But if you're not talking about eating, let's say you're talking about a little tzichtzuche ziva got mixed into tipas keri. No one's eating anything over here. It's not an issue of tam ki ikir. So it depends on raiv. So if it's yevshe belot tzichtzuche ziva, tiny bits, so the raiv is keri and the miut is ziva, so let it be bottled beraiv. So the Rishonim say, since it's bol oilam ayde taruvis, it doesn't become bottled. The only time you say bittle beraiv is if A exists independently, and B exists independently, and B and A got mixed in together. So whichever is 51% is there, and whichever is 49% is considered kamisha eino, as if it's not there. But if A and B didn't exist independently, Sheikh Vazer comes out of his body, the Balkari is a Zav, and when it comes out, it's mixed in together, so there's no din a bitla on that. That's how the Rishonim explain in the Gemara. If it's bol oilam b'taruvis, then it doesn't become bottle. So here, The Mishnah explained, this is all part of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi says, why are you concerned that let's say the fella had tashmish with his wife? So the Sheikh Lazari came out. So you're concerned that maybe some of the Sheikh Lazari remained behind until he's going to be matal mayim. Why? So he says, it depends if he's young or if he's healthy. He'll be tamei. Let's say he's a younger person, but he's not feeling well, he's not strong. So then, even though the Sheikh Vazera came out before, you have to be concerned, maybe not all of it came out with a force. Or if he's a Zaken, he's an old man, he's not sick, but he's an old man. So his body doesn't function so well, so even when Sheikh Vazera comes out, a little bit may remain behind. So if he's going to go to the mikveh to become Tor, then it's going to be Matal Maim after going to the mikveh. So then it's a Hashash, that'll make him Tommy again. There'll be a little tipa Sheikh Vazera, and there's no minimum Shia. Even a little bit of Sheikh Vazera will be Matami when it comes out of the body. But what happens if he's a younger person, the Yeled, if he's a younger person of Bari and he's healthy, he's not sick, and his body is functioning well? So then you assume that when he has Tashmish or whatever, whenever the Sheikh Vazera comes out, it all comes out. You don't have to be Choshish. Part of it came out, part of it didn't come out. Mislam, it's all going to come out. So then this whole Chumrah, that it was going to be Matal Maim after going to the Mikveh, becomes Tami again, the Chumrah won't apply. They point out in the Minchas Yitzchak, Minchas Yitzchak was the head of the Eidah Haredi, so by definition he had to attack Rabbi Gorin. Rabbi Gorin was from the Rabbanut, that's the enemy. So They say that he helped Rabbi Goren write the tshuva about the mamzerim, ha'och v'achos. He helped him write the tshuva. But the day after Rabbi Goren publicized the tshuva, he had to attack him because he's from Deir HaRedes, he's from the Rabbanut. So he has a whole tshuva about Rabbi Goren went to the, he doesn't say whom he's talking about, Rabbi Goren went to the Harabayis and he has a whole attack. You're not allowed to do that. So in the middle of the whole tshuva, he brings up this issue that if a person goes to the mikveh in the morning, and he wasn't matal mayim before he went to the mikveh, he quotes this mission. Then he's gonna go to mikveh, then urinate, then he's gonna be matal. Then he's gonna go to the harabais. So maybe just became a balkari again. Maybe he just became a balkari again. Unless he's a yelid bori, unless he's a young healthy person, and then you assume like Rabbi Yossi said that all the shichva zera came out already the first time. You don't have to be concerned. Maybe some of it stayed behind. So the Gemara wants to know what's the definition of a zaken. And that Mishnah, when you get to that din, the tefel is an older person, the body doesn't function so well. So what's the definition of a zakna? Maybe all the shechvazer didn't come out. Zog de gmar, yeled at kama, how, to what age is he considered a yeled that you assume the body is functioning well and everything came out? This is a famous gemar. If you can stand on one leg and take your shoe off or put your shoe on and tie the shoelace, that's pretty good. Then you're still young. So the Gemara is implying that the same shear applies by the Kohanim. How long can the Kohen? The Kohen has to be Bar Mitzvah. Before Bar Mitzvah, he can't do Avodah. We'll have to discuss that in a minute. Why not? And what's the maximum age? So it said Achiyaskin. What's the definition of Achiyaskin? So the Gemara is implying, just like over there by that Mishnah Mikvos, the Shear Achiyaskin is, if he can stand on 1 foot, balance his whole body on 1 foot and put on a shoe, take off a shoe, so that's called a yeled. And after he can no longer balance on one leg, then he's called a zok. Omer Olav Abchanina, there was a Tana Shoy Ben Shmoyim Shana, he was 80 years old, and he could balance himself on, I guess he wasn't overweight. And he commented, how come he's so healthy? So he said, he probably ate a good diet, so he doesn't say that. Omer Abchanina, how come he was so healthy at the age of 80? So that my mother used to bathe me all the time with warm water. Chamen, the shemen, the warm water and the oil, shesachas ne'imi, my mother used to smear me with oil as a little baby, bialdusi, heinam dili b'yesiknusis, because my mother took such care of me, such good care when I was a little baby, so that's why he was so healthy. Probably he didn't overeat. He wasn't fat. Okay. He took care of his health. Should all take care of our health. Yeah. Tana Rabbanan, we have a braisa. A bar mitzvah is one age. Now it says, Nismale Zekanai, if he reached older than bar mitzvah children, the beard doesn't grow, it takes later. So once the Nismale Zekanai, after the age of 18 or so, that he has a full beard, or if he's shaving, so he's Roy, he could have had a full beard if he wouldn't have shaved. Once he reaches that age, then Roy Leosa Shaliach Tzibur, Velerid Lefnei Ateva, Velisa Eskapov. It's not proper that he should be the Shaliach Tzibur even after Bar Mitzvah. He should not have been Farnamed to be the Shaliach Tzibur for the Shemana Esra, Velerid Lefnei Ateva, also be the Shaliach Tzibur, or Teduchen. So Tosfos says, good morning, what do you mean? There's a Mishnah in Megillah. Before Bar Mitzvah, you can't be the Shaliach Tzibur. After Bar Mitzvah, you can be the Shaliach Tzibur. How come all of a sudden over here it says you have to be Nismalis Kanai? So Tosfos answers, no, there's a difference. Let's say in school you have young children. So they alternate who's going to daven for an omer. They're all just barely bar mitzvah. So you say you have to be Nismalis Kanai. Only the Rebbe is Nismalis Kanai. Only the Rebbe can daven for an omer. So Tosfos says, no. It's not kovet atzibur to appoint as a shliach tzibur kavua. Every day he should daven for an omer until he's Nismalis Kanai. But once in a while to serve as the Shliach Tzibur, as long as he's Bar Mitzvah, he can serve as the Shliach Tzibur. If he's a Katan before Bar Mitzvah, he's not Mechuyah B'Dover. So he's not Mechuyah B'Dover, can't be Motzi the Rabbim and the Chazaras HaShatz. But this Braisa, Tana Rabbanan, that it has to be in the smallest Kanoi, in order to serve as the Shliach Tzibur, that goes to be the Shliach Tzibur Kavua, or, Taisa says, to Daven Farnamed on a Tainus Tzibur. That's Mishnais and Tainus, that on a Tainus Tzibur, it's an Eis Tzara, so you need a more respectable Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur by us. So Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you have to have a person who's more bekavedik. So that you have to have this Nismalei Zekanai. He has to be at least that age. What's Lisa Eskapov? Teduchen? You have to be Nismalei Zekanai. What kind of a din is that? So Tesis also has that discussion. So Tesis raises the issue, there's a three-way contradiction regarding what age you have to be in order to duchen. So they quote, there is a Gemara in Sukkah, the top Tesis quotes. There is a Gemara in Sukkah, it's the very last daf in Lulav HaGozel. So it gives different ages. At a certain age, so the child is old enough to hold on to the lulav and the esrog, so the father has to buy him a lulav and an esrog. And then when a katan she'adel hisatav, there is no fixed zman for chinuch. Some people say when the child reaches the age of six, that's called the gimel chinuch. It depends for which mitzvah. The child is able to pick up the dal meaning before the age of six, so he's a gimel chinuch. I remember my children, when they were little babies, they all wanted to imitate mommy and daddy, they all wanted to pick up. They couldn't even hold it. The esrog and lulav was so heavy. They couldn't hold it. So strictly speaking, there's no mitzvah of chinuch. So they insisted, the kids insisted, that we had to help them pick up the dalet min. But when the child is not able physically to hold the dalet min on their own, that's called lo higel chinuch. Then it says, kotna hadel hisatef. If he knows how to put on the talis properly, put on the talus properly. What is a proper way to put on a talus? An improper way to put on a talus. So there's a Rashi in the beginning of Temura, the first half in Temura. The Gemara quotes that Brisa. So Rashi says, "She'edel hisatev." He knows that you put on the talus with the right hand and you take it off with the left hand. It's not right. Let's say a person is a righty. So he wants to take out the talus from the talus act, so he grabs it with the left hand. That's not Bekovedik. Bekovedik is you're righty, you grab the talus with the right hand. Then when you take off the talus, how do you take it off? So some people want to run to work, so they yank off the talus with the right hand. So that's not right. You should take off the talus with the left hand to show, like, I would really prefer to leave the talus on all day long, but I've got to go to work, and it's not befitting to go in the subway, to go in the office with the talus on. So we have that minig by tefillin. You put on, when you take off the shalrosh, one is a right, you should take off the shalrosh with the left hand. The tefillin shal, yeah, you got no choice. You can't take off with the left hand. You have to take off with the right hand. If you're a righty, put it on the left arm. But the tefillin shalrosh, so that, the mocker for that diktuk, to take off the tefillin shalrosh with the left hand as opposed to the right hand, that's this Pirish Rashi. In the beginning of Temura, Rashi translates, that's what it means, katna hadel his sateif. If the child knows how to put on the talus properly means to put on with the right hand and take it off with the left hand. So then, aviv lakech lo talus, and the father has to buy him a talus. Then it says, katna hadelishma tfilov, that's going to be at a young age. But to put on tefillin, in the days of the Gemara, they had chinuch for tefillin. The young children would put on tefillin. Bizman hazeh, they did away with the whole chinuch on tefillin. In Shulchan Aruch, they say that we're concerned that you're only permitted to put on tefillin if you have a guf noki. That's a Gemara Masech Shabbos. Guf noki means a clean body. You know how to clean yourself. And clean thoughts, that the person doesn't have improper thoughts. So Bizman hazeh, we're concerned that nobody has a guf noki. So we've cut back on the wearing of tefillin to the bare minimum. So that's why it says in Shulchan Aruch, we only wear tefillin. Bizman Gemara, they used to wear tefillin all day long. Some Rishonim hold that that's lachatchila deraisa. Some say it's only midirabbanan. Lachatchila deraisa is enough a minute a day, and it's only midirabbanan to wear all day long. But Bizman Gemara, they all wore tefillin all day long, either minatara midirabbanan. So Bizman is that we don't wear all day long. After Shachris, we take off the tefillin. And then women usually volunteer to fulfill all the mitzvahs, as such as Magrama. So tefillin is an exception to the rule. The women and the avodim, we don't recommend. If they're not mechuyav, so don't look for trouble. And ketanim is mana gemara. The parents, the father used to buy tefillin for a young child years before bar mitzvah, not just a month before, half a year before, years before, when the child would be old enough to keep his body clean. If he's katan hadel lishmas tefillov, he knows that you don't go into the bathroom with the tefillin on, you don't go to sleep with the tefillin on, you treat it with respect and dignity and so on. So katan hadel lishmas tefillov avilakech lo tefillin. So bizman hazeh, they cut all of that out. So some people only put on tefillin after bar mitzvah, literally. And others put on the tefillin a month before. You should get used to putting on the tefillin. So the Gemara there lists off different ages for chinuch. There is no one set age. The klal is when the child is able to fulfill the mitzvah b'shleimusa. Like it says there, in that daf, it says in a long brisa, katna hadela naneya, if he knows how to shake the nanuim, oviv lekech loi lula b'yesrit. What do you mean, katan adela nanea? But the ninuim are not miakibiri ever. The Gemara says, mina agbehei, nafikbe. If you picked up the dalaminim, you yotze even without the nanuim. But the mitzvah bishleimusa deraisa is with nanuim. So the only time there's a chiyuv chinuch is when the katan knows how to do the mitzvah bishlei musa. Like the Rashi said, katan hadel hisatif, he knows that you put on the talis with the right hand, you take it off with the left hand. That's not me'akev. He knows how to do the mitzvah bishlei musa. So it says there, the different ages for chinuch on the different things. So it says there in that brisa, katan hadel lisa has kapov, what does it say? Mechalkan lo trumba bebeis hagronis. If the child before bar mitzvah, katan, usually katan means the child before bar mitzvah. That's Pasha Pshat. This is going to pick on Rashi over here. The Pasha Pshat, katan means before bar mitzvah. Hedeh Lisa is kap. He knows how to duchen. He's old enough that he knows how to duchen. So then, we would, so he's intelligent. If he knows how to duchen, he's intelligent enough to know, he's mature enough to understand, his father's a kohen, he's a kohen. So he knows he's not allowed to eat truma in a state of tumah. And to be careful with the truma, not to let somebody touch it, is going to be metameyit. So that's what it says in the brayser. Katan hadel lisa es kapov cholken lo truma bebeis hagronis. Like this, he would only give truma to an adult who knows to be meshamaret b'tahara. Not to, if you don't wash until it's yadam, stam yadam shnia sein. So the yadam shnia, so you touch the truma, you're going to be metameyit. You have to give the truma to someone who knows how to be nizer v'tahara. He shouldn't be mitamiyah. He shouldn't let somebody else touch it. The other person is going to be mitamiyah. So that's what the. So usually you only give truma the beis hagronis when the farmer is distributing truma. Farmer has a tevis on that to give the truma to whomever he wants. Don't just leave it out there and put a sign. This is truma. Whoever is a kohen can come and take it. The farmer exercises his tevis on that to give it to whomever he chooses. So it says, you shouldn't give it to children. You should only give it to adults unless the child is so mature. Will probably be mature enough to understand how to be meshamer the truma b'tahara. It's very strange what the brisa. Everything else in the brisa makes sense. The father buys him dalat film. What's up over here? They put together two different things. He knows how to duchen, cholken lo truma beis hagronis. What's the connection? So there's this din, this whole brisa, it is in the Sifrei Zuta. Sifrei Zuta, the Sifrei that we have, Stam Sifrei is Reb Shimon, and Reb Shimon was mid beis medrosh shel Reb Akiva. Like Stam Mishnah is Reb Meir, Stam Tosefta is Reb Nechemia, Stam Sifra is Reb Yudis, Stam Sifrei is Reb Shimon, the Kulo Aliba the Reb Akiva, the world Tamina Reb Akiva, they all follow Reb Akiva Shitas. So we have the Sifrei on Bamidbar and Dvarim. It's the drushes of the Tanaim on the Psukim, Al Seder HaPsukim. The Mishnais have the drushes, Al Seder, the topics. We have Shechita, all in one Mesichta, and Hilchus Shabbos and another Mesichta, and Hilchus Yontov and another Mesichta. And the Sifrei Mechilta has the drushes as the Psukim appear. So the Sifrei that we use, the regular Sifrei, is Aliba the Rabbi Kiva. And the Sifrei Zuta is Mebeis Medrasha Shal Rabbi Shmuel. It's a different style of Hebrew. It's really more Aramaic than it is Hebrew. And the dinim are different. A lot of times it's in Machlekes. A lot of the dinim that appear in the Sifrei Zuta, the Rambam quotes, because he doesn't find anybody disagreeing. But every so often there will be a drasha in the Sifrei Zuta that we don't paskan like, because Sifrei Zuta is Aliba de Rabbi Shmuel, and the regular Sifrei is Aliba de Rabbi Akiva. It's a different shita. So this brisa about chinuch appears there in the Sifrei Zuta, and there the lashon is different. There's one letter added. Instead of katan hadel lisa es kapov, he knows how to duchen, it says katan hadel lisa es kinofov with a nun. What in the world does that mean? Lisa es kinofov. So that expression is based on a pasuk in Haggai. Haggai's Chai Malachi, where the three Nevi'im, Gilbal Nevi'im, Olei Ma Mibavu, the Rebbe Shlomo is angry at Bnei Yisrael that after the 7 years of Golus Bavu, they didn't want to come back to Eretz Yisrael. So he said a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, if it's going to be a Shvach Aliyah coming back after the 7 years, not going to send any more Nevi'im. So that's what happened. There was such a Shvach Aliyah, hardly anybody came. So he didn't send that in the beam. But he wanted them to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, and that's halacha, the Sheikh and Siddushud Rosh Al Pi Novi. Can't build the Beis HaMikdash without authorization from a Novi. So the Bryce in the Gemara says, Gimel Nevim Olu Imam Ebova Chagas Chai Malachi, and that was it. Malachi signs up Zichur Teres Moshe Avdi, the last Pasuk in Malachi, better heat up the Torah, because I'm the last Novi till Hinenech Shalech Chai Maseli, a Novi Lefnei Ba Yom HaShem HaGol Ba Novi. The next Novi is going to be Eliyahu Novi before Mashiach comes. Not going to be any more Nevi'im until Eliyahu Navi comes before Mashiach. So the Chag is Chag Malachi, but the last three Nevi'im, and they knew it. That's why Malachi signs off. So they were there at the beginning of the, they were, each one of them had a Nevuah, told a special message about a different aspect of Binyan Vayisheni. So the Navi Chagai tested, he gave a pchina to the Kohanim who were going to function in Beis HaMikdash. Did they know the laws of Tumah V'Tara? Because they're going to be in the Beis HaMikdash, they have to know. So the Gemara has a machloikas whether the Kohanim passed the test or they failed the test. It's not clear in the Navi whether the Kohanim knew the right answers or they didn't write. Or they didn't know the right answers. So the Navi Chagai says, Hein Yisish V'sar Kodesh B'knaf Bigdo. Stam Yadayim Shniyah Sein. We always thought that was made, that Gzera was made way later. The end of the Baisheni or something. Gemara interprets the Pasuk as if not so. The Kohanim, if they're Stam Yadayim Shniyahs, so they can't carry Bisar Kodesh in their hands, they're going to be Metameyah. So when they would carry Bisar Kodesh and they hadn't yet washed until Zinayim, they would take their Begad and they would ask the other one who was Tohar, can you put the Bisar Kodesh over here? Hein Yisa Ish, can a Kohen carry Bisar Kodesh? Biknaf Bigdo, to make sure that he's not Metameyah. So that's what the lashon of the Sifrei Zuta is. Kotna Hayadeh Lisa is Kinafov. If the little kid knows how to stretch out his hands out to Tameyah, so he didn't wash until this Yadayim. So that's Tam Yadayim Shnei saying. So if the kid is intelligent enough, he knows, please give me some Chumah. He goes to the farmer kid, please give me some Chumah B'Knaf HaBeged. So the kid knows how to be Nizar B'Shmiras Tahara. So then Cholkan Lo Chumah B'Beis HaGranas. If the kid does not to be Lisa's Kenafav, he doesn't know how to stretch out the Beged, then he won't be Nizar B'Tahara Satruma. So the way the Girsa is in the Sifrei Zuta, it reads Gevaldik. There's such a Girsa also in Tosefta, the same line. But in the Bavli, when this Brisa appears in the last daf there in Lulav HaGozel, it's the long Brisa about Chinuch. When the cotton reaches this age, when he reaches that age, each mitzvah has a different age. That's the opening Mishnah in Chagiga. There's a machloikas, Bisham and Bisila, how old does the child have to be that all the men have to visit, we as Panim Azar have to visit the Azar. So strictly speaking, men Torah only after Bar Mitzvah. But a child before Bar Mitzvah, the father should see to it that the kid goes to a boy. The women are not mechuyev in Aliyah LaRegel. The women are not mechuyev. So the women are not mechuyev. But the young boys, even before Bar Mitzvah, so the father should be mechanech them. So how young a child should the father be mechanech? How young can the child be that the father is still mechuyev? So Bishamai say in the Mishnah, if he's able to sit on his father's shoulders, the kid can't walk on his own. The kid can't even walk. He can't walk up higher by. It's too steep. He's too young, he can't walk up. So if he can sit on the father's shoulders and he won't, and he'll have a clean diaper, he's going to be a clean kid. So then the father should be mechanechet. And Hillel say no. When he's able to, if he can hold the father's hand and walk with his own 2 feet. Because the only time there's a chiyuv chinuch is when the child is able to do the mitzvah b'shleimusa. The mitzvah b'shleimusa is to walk with your own feet. Pashtus in the Gemara is, let's say, instead of going from Yerushalayim to Har HaBayis by foot, they're going to take me by taxi. So the Pashtus says, you're not yotzei the mitzvah. You're not yotzei the mitzvah. The simple pshat in the Gemara seems to be, you have to walk on your own. You have to, aliyah l'regel, has to be b'regel, you have to walk by foot. Others say if he's physically able to walk, even if he goes by taxi, it's good. That's questionable. But the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara is that there's only a Chiyuv Chinuch on the cotton, Misha Yoches B'yodu Shalaviv, and he goes by regular, he can walk on his own. That Mishnah, that Beis Hillel in the Mishnah, that corresponds to this big Brisa in Sukkah Daf Mem Beis, the last Daf, the last Omud, in Perek Lulav HaGozel. So getting back again, so Tosfos has a three-way stira. There are three Gemaras. This Gemara in Sukkah Daf Membeis is talking about Kotn Shehigia Lachinuch for each and every mitzvah, Talis and Tfilin and the Sukkah also. How old does a child have to be that is Mechuyev in Sukkah? So the Gemara says there also. The Gemara says in Sukkah, also Machlek is Bisham and Bisil. So it says Shammai's daughter in law had a baby soon before Sukkah. He was an infant, just a few weeks before Sukkah. And the daughter-in-law couldn't sit in Sukkah. She just gave birth to a baby. She's afraid she's going to catch a cold. So she was sitting and she was sleeping in the house. The women are not mechuyev b'shiva Sukkah. But she had a baby boy. So the Pasha Pshat and the Mishnah is that Shammai felt that the baby, the infant, the month-old baby, there's a din of chinuch. You have to be mechanech the baby. So it says in the Mishnah, Pichas es ha-ma'aziva, He took off part of the roof. They didn't have buildings like we have that the roof is really attached. They had shvachet buildings. So he took off part of the roof and he put on schach, so the baby, b'pnei hatinek, so the baby, the infant, the 1 month old infant, will be sleeping in the sukkah. And the Mishnah, we don't pasken like that. We don't pasken like Shammai Azag, we pasken like Bez Hillel. Hillel says, the adult is only mechuyev in sukkah if he's not mitztayer. If the adult is mitztayer, so he's potam in sukkah. So let's say the baby will wake up, the mother is not mechuyev in sukkah. Let's say the mother is sleeping in the house. We'll put the baby in the sukkah to sleep. The baby's going to wake up in the middle of the night, it's dark, and he's going to start screaming, Mommy, Mommy. So the Gemara says, sometimes adults in their 50s and their 60s wake up in the middle of the night and they start screaming. But after 2 minutes, they stop screaming and they go back to bed. They go back to sleep. But if you have a look, so that's not called mitztayer patam in asukkah. If you have a little baby, he's going to sleep in the sukkah and mother's in the house, and the kid is going to cry, Mommy, Mommy. He's going to cry all night long. He's not going to go back to sleep. He's not going to stop crying till the mother comes. So then he's a mitztayer patam in asukkah. So that's what the Mishnah says. That's Beis Hillel. Hillel Shita, Beis Hillel Shita. You're only mechuyev to be mechanech a child. There isn't one fixed age. You're mechuyev to be mechanech a child. He's called hegiel lechinuch when he's able to fulfill a mitzvah in the proper fashion. If he can pick up the lulav, if he can yodel his sater properly, der lishmer is tvilov. And korban pesach, when is there a chiyev chinuch korban pesach? If he's able to eat a kazayis, tuk kadei achilas pras. Let's say I have a little infant who's clean and everything, but he can't eat a kazayis of a flesh of a korban pesach. He'll nibble a little bit. So then there's no chiyev chinuch, because you're not yotzi anything. The only time there's a din of chinuch when he's able to fulfill a mitzvah bishlimus. So that gemara, the context of that brisa in Sukkah Mem Beis, you're talking about katan before bar mitzvah. That's the pashup shot. So that gemara talks the way we have the girsa in the gemara katan, the elisa says kapov. We don't have the girsa, elisa says kinofov. He knows how to hold up the beged and give me the truma and the beged, I shouldn't be metamid. He knows how to duchen. So the gemara there talks about a katan before bar mitzvah duchening. Then there's a Mishnah that says you can't duchen until you're bar mitzvah. That's a Mishnah Megillah. You can't daven for a nomani, you can't be the bal tekeya till you might see the tzibur, and so on until you're bar mitzvah. And then our Gemara says you can't duchen until you're nismali zekonite. So there are three different shiurim. One Gemara talks, the Gemara, the end of Lulav Agalsa, talks about cotton before bar mitzvah. The Mishnah Megillah talks about a bar mitzvah. And our Brisa talks about Nismali Zagana, a three-way steer. So Rashi is bothered with this. So Rashi holds like the Mishnah Megillah, a katan never duchens, period. There's no chinuch and duchening, for some reason or another. So Rashi says, even though the Brisa in Sukkah Dafna Beis talks about katan adelisa as kapov, Rashi says it does mean a katan. He's after bar mitzvah. Taisa doesn't like that. Taisa says, what do you mean? That's not called a katan. Katan by definition means before bar mitzvah. So Taisus says there's no steer. The din that a cotton, the Gemara talks in Sukkah Mem Beis about a cotton duchening. He can duchen with gedolim. If you only have ktanim there, the only kohanim going up to duchen at all before bar mitzvah, so you don't let them duchen. You only let a cotton duchen if he's together with a gadol. Why is that? Because the pasuk says Kosar Ochas Bnei Yisrael Amor Lahem. So what does it mean? Kosar Ochas the kohanim should give a bracha. Amor lahem, Pasha Peshad, the Kohanim should say the following, Yerach Hashem Yishmerecha. Amor lahem, who's Amor? The Kohanim lahem to the Tzibur. So the Torah Shebal Peh has a different interpretation. Amor lahem means, the Tagamunkla says, Tagamunkla there writes the drosh of the Torah Shebal Peh. That's the problem. Tagamunkla is supposed to just give Pshut Shel Mikra. So there are not Pasik, it's in Parshas Noso. No, where's the Duchani? It's in Parshas Noso. So there it says, Katemr Lahon. Amar Lahem means when the Yisraelim will request of the Kohanim that they want a bracha, because Rachas Bnei Yisrael, when they request a bracha, you should give them the bracha. Amar Lahem is fakert from the Pasha Pshat. Pasha Pshat, Amar Lahem, the Kohanim should say to the Tzibur. And the Torah Shabbat Peh interprets an additional level of interpretation. Amar Lahem katem Rolahon. When the Tzibur requests a bracha, then the Kohanim Amuchayev to give. That's why our practice is by Ashkenazim, we don't request all year long, we only request a bracha on Yontav. So if you don't ask them to duchen, so they're not mechuyev to duchen. If you would ask them to duchen, then they would be mechuyev all year long to duchen. We reserve it only for Yontav. I, the mevatel an essay, a kohen doesn't duchen, he's only mevatel an essay if they requested of him that he should duchen. So that's what the Targum Unkelus writes on that pasuk. Kosavorchu, where is that? Kosavorchu is Bnei Yisrael. Amor Lohem. Here it is, the end of Perek Vav, chapter Vav in Parshas Nasai. Oh, this Targum Unkelus doesn't have like that. This one doesn't have. But in other editions, it says, Kad Temron Lahon. When you will tell them that they should duchen, they should say like this. So the Achrayim are not happy with that, because Targum Unkelus is supposed to give Pshuto Shal Mikra. Pshuto Shal Mikra, Amor Lahem the Kohanim should tell the Tzibur. Not when the Tzibur tells them. So that's why here they corrected it. They took out the word Kad. Others point out, this happens to be chapter Vav, Pasuk Chav Gimel. So they say, Rab Zalma Levalojana, that was the younger brother, Rab Chaim Valojana, he said that right after this Pasuk, it says Chav Dalet, Pasuk Chav Dalet, Pasuk Chav Hei, Pasuk Chav Vav. So the letters Chav Dalet, the printer made a mistake. The letters floated up a little bit, and he put it Kat Teim Alon. The Chav Dalet doesn't belong there. It belongs after here it says Teim Lahon, two dots, then it says Chav Dalet, the next pasuk. So that's what, that was the Taina. So the Torah Shebaal Peh has a drasha, the Kohanim are only mechuyev to duchen, if we request of them, we want you to give, the Chazan says, Kohanim, or somebody, the Shama screams out, Kohanim, so that's a tzivui, we want you to give us a bracha. So if all the people standing on the bima, they're all ketanim, so they're not mechuyev in anything. A katan is strictly speaking, la bar chiyuv in minat Torah, it's only mid the rabbanim is a din of chinuch. He's not a bar chiyuv, so he can instruct ketanim, Kohanim, we request, we demand of you, you should give us a bracha. If you have a gadol with a katan, so then Taisus says, then shaykh to duchen. So the Mishnah that says in Megillah you can't duchen unless you're bar mitzvah, that means if they're no gedolim. If you only have ktanim, you wouldn't let them duchen. If you have ktanim and gedolim, then the Braisa says katan adeli says kapov chalkal truma v'deis hagoret, that you can let the kid duchen if he's together with gedolim. And Taisus quotes such a gemara from Erechin, the last two lines in Taisus. From Erech and Daf Yud Gimel, where it says they would allow young Levim to play music in the orchestra in the Beis HaMikdash. The Levim had Mishorim who played music and Mishorim who sang. So the Mishorim who sang have to have a good voice. If they don't have a good voice, they kick them out of the choir. But the Mishorim who played music had to know how to play music. Okay? So the Braisa says there in Erech, that's the last few lines in Taisvis, Ben Ragle HaLevim Hoyu Omdim Tzohar. They had young boys who would stand there in the middle of the choir of the Levim who were singing, and they would be able to reach high pitches in singing that the older Levim couldn't reach. Younger boys have like in Breuer's choir, they sing in Breuer's. I live across the street from Breuer's. In Breuer's, they have they sing the Nigunim from Lewandowski. So Lewandowski's Nigunim were composed for the Reform temples. From temples that had men and women in the choir, so the men and women would sing the parts that are high pitch. So so over here they don't have any women. This is Orthodox. So they have young boys who have women's voices. So they have the coalition. So they sing those parts of the Lewandowski that have the high pitches. So that's what the Braisa says in Erech and Daf Yud Gimel. Then Ragle Halavim Hoyu Omdim. They had young children, younger children standing among the Levim before Bar Mitzvah, and they were known as Tzoyarei HaLevim. They used to be a pain in the neck. They used to irritate the Levim because they could reach the high pitches that the older men couldn't reach. I guess the older men were jealous of them. So just like the Gemara there in Erechin says that they had young children standing with the Levim when they would be singing the music, so too you can have young children, Kohanim, duchening together with the Gedolim. But if you only have Ktanim, that's the Mishnah. You can't have duchening with only ktanim, because you can't say at tzibui, Kohanim, we require, we demand of you, we insist you should give, can't demand anything.
So you're not saying Kohanim if you have one Kohen who's a Gadol and one Kohen who's a Katan, you have to wait for two Gedolim before you say Kohanim?
That's I think we're Mekel on that. The Gemara has a Machlekes, we learned it in Eilin Amarim, in Saita. Yeah. What if there's only one Kohen? So there were three opinions. So one opinion is, you don't say Kohanim, you say Kohen. The Yerushalmi has that. Some of the Chazanim today think that they discovered America. So if there's only one Kohen, they say Kohen. So that's Tosis quotes the Yerushalmi, and the Bavli doesn't have that. So the other opinion is not. If they're not, if you don't have two kohanim, you don't say kohen, you don't say kohanim. Why? Because amar lahem, kosevarchu is in the plural. Kosevarchu is in the plural. So amar lahem, we should request of the kohanim in the plural. There should be at least two kohanim to duchen. If you only have one kohen, it's not a chiyuv duchenim, and atar, it's only midirabbanan. If you have two kohanim duchening, a minimum of two, then it's a chiyuv to duchen menater. Because it says in the plural, kosevarchu is in the plural. Amar lahem, according to the Torah Shabbat Pem, means that we should tell them, give us a bracha. So the Gemara says, if there's only one kohen, they're not two kohanim, so you don't say anything. And then the other opinion is, no, you say kohanim. You say, in general, even though in front of you there's only one kohen, you say kohanim. So we paskin, you don't say anything. You don't say kohen, you don't say kohanim, you don't say anything. The kohen says the bracha on his own. So Tosfos quotes the Rabbeinu Tam that the duchening deraisa is only if you have two kohanim. So he's asking a good question. If you have two kohanim, one is younger than bar mitzvah, so how can you call that kohanim? It can't be mitzvah with a katan. That's a good question. I don't know what the din is. We should look it up in Shulchan Aruch. I think it says that you do, but you got to take a look. So Tosfos has a three-way stira. They don't agree with Rashi. Rashi says on that Gemara that a cotton is not duchen. In Shulchan Aruch they have the Mishnah Berurah rights. There were different parts of Europe, I forgot already. In Poland there was one minig, in Lithuania there was another minig, whether they allowed a cotton to duchen together with gedolim. So some communities, they followed Rashi, a coin does duchen, period. And the Gemara in Sukkim and Besa talks about a cotton, she had the Elisa says, Kapov doesn't mean a cotton. It means a younger child after bar mitzvah. It can be before bar mitzvah because they don't duchen at all. And in most places, they follow what it says in Shulchan Aruch, the Tosfos, that before bar mitzvah, he can only duchen together with gedolim. And after bar mitzvah, he can duchen on his own, but not every single day. By us, it's not a problem. They only duchen on Shavuos Regalim. They don't duchen every day. And to duchen the kviyas every single day, that's not covered at tzibur, that the young kid is just 13 and a half years old, is going to duchen every day. He's going to give us bracha. So I'm in my 70s, and this little kid, 13 and a half, he's giving me a bracha. So once in a while, it's okay. But the kviyas every day pasnish. If the smal is a kanai, then it's okay. That's how Tosfos Farem is the three-way steer. By the shlich tzibur, there's only a two-way steer. Whether bar mitzvah is enough, or you need the smal is kanai. So Tosfos says he can, after bar mitzvah, he can serve as a shlich tzibur, but not on a tainis tzibur, and not on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and not kavua. You shouldn't be the chazan kavua. But bikroi, you can. And in order to be on the Yom Neroim, you should be Nismali Zekone. Yeah, this is a famous Tosfos. This is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Klolim of Tosfos are quoted. Then the Braisa continues, Beimus HaKosha LaAvoida, what's the youngest age that the Kohen we would permit him to be Makar Karbonis, Mishav Yishtei Saris? It has to be Bar Mitzvah. How do you know that that's so? So Gemara is going to quote Tana Rabban a little later, a few lines later, take a look where it says Vayikra Chafala. In the side on the Torah Or, it says Tana Rabban Ish Mizaracha LeDarasam. Tosfos writes in Bava Kamma, in Hebrew there is no neutral gender. Either you write masculine or feminine. The whole Torah is written in masculine, but Hishwa Kasav Ishaliyish. All the dinim apply equally to women, unless it says the word Ish. If it says the word Ish, sometimes it's Mamait Ish Pratle Isha. And sometimes might ish prat lekotan. So you have to know how to darshan. You have to have a feel to know how to darshan. Here it says ish mizaracha ledoresam. So we know that ish velo isha. We know from other psukim bnei aharon velo benasar that the women can't be makriv karbonis. Even though the bas kohen is a kohen, she can eat truma, she can't be makriv karbonis. So what's the word ish? So this is ish prat lekotan. The kanam rablos the cotton posel avoid before by mitzvah. Even if he's a tam, even if he's not a balmum, cotton before by mitzvah cannot be makir karbonis on the base of Migdash. That's Akasha. What do you need a pasuk for? A kotna pidin is considered la bardas. If he sells something, or he buys something, or he is mekadosh anisha, or al pidin a kotna is a la bardas. So don't you have to be makir the karbonis lishma? That's the first Mishnah in Zvachim. You have to write a get lishma, so the Gemara says the kotna cannot think lishma. So shouldn't it be the same by hakrovas hakarbonis? You need lishma. So if a cotton is a la bardas, doesn't mean that he can't have kavana lishma. So the Achronim asked that kasha. Rabbi Yosef Engel has a funny kasha. He talks about there's a machlokes in the Gemara where the mitzvah tzichas kavana, mitzvah ain't tzichas kavana. So there in Shulchan Aruch the Shaila, many Rishonim Paskin, mitzvah Sichas Kavana. If you did a mitzvah, b'li Kavana, you're not Yotze. In fact, Akasha, so how does it make sense to be Mechanech and Kotten? That you should do the mitzvah b'katnusoy. A Kotten is a la bardas. A la bardas, his head doesn't work. Al Pidin, the kid can be the biggest genius in the world. But Al Pidin, we say, until Bar Mitzvah, he can be the Vilna Gaon. He was smarter before his Bar Mitzvah than most people are at the age of 60 in their prime. But still, Al Pidin, a Kotten is a la bardas. If he's a la bardas, how can he think, how can he have Kavana? How can he have Kavana? So Rabbi Yosef Engel answers, this is famous from Rabbi Chaim and Rabbi Chana and Rabbi Shimon Shkop. Rabbi Yosef Engel lived in Poland. So he gives the same answer in his tshuvas. And the tshuvas is Bein Poros. He says, Kavona and Das are two different things. To be Mekadosh and Isha, you have to be a Bar Das, you need Das. To be Magdush Karbonis, for that you need Das. To do Mekah Chememke, you need Das. Das Alpidin is a higher level. Kavona is something lower. So mitzvah sichas kavana, that's not a problem. Kavana you can have. When you write lishmo by a get, that's a different story. Lishmo by a get means that the ksivas haget. What do you mean lishmo? It means the ksivas haget is the tchilas hagerishim. So that you need a bardas. It's like that. What is it? Yeah, but by karbanas lishmo is like kavana. So if not for the pasuk ish mizarach ish prat lekotin. I would have said a kotn is a bar hochi of kavana. The lishma by the get is not the same lishma by karbana. Lishma by karbana is like mitzvah tzichas kavana. You have to have kavana lishma. So a kotn, if he's intelligent, he is a bar hochi of lishma by the karbana. So he can be makariv lishem zevach lishem azavach and so on. But you have xeris hakasav ish prat lekotn. If not for the pasuk, I would have said it is good because the lishma by the karbana is not the same lishma by the get. Lishma by the get is something different. So that's what the Gemara quoted a pasuk. A cotton, they say the youngest age again. What's the youngest age that you will allow a coin to be makro karbonis mishavish teisavish? It has to be by mitzvah. Rabbi Yomer, Omer Ani. Rabbi always says like that. Rabbi Yomer, Omer Ani. You must have mentioned when we learned the end of the last daf in Soita. The Gemara said mishemeis Rabbi Batla Nova. Rabbi was famous for his humility. When he died, they didn't have such a role model of such humility. So the Achrayim ask a kasha. Whenever Rebbe speaks, they always quote him, Imrani! My opinion is like this. It doesn't sound like a humble person. What kind of a way of talking is that? So Rabbi Yosef Engel writes in his Sefer, Rabbi Yosef Engel wrote an encyclopedia of his Chidusha Torah, alphabetically arranged. But he only printed Aleph and Beis. And the rest was destroyed by the Nazis. When his descendants ran away from the Nazis, everything was destroyed. So we have Aleph and Beis. Under Aleph, he has Omer Ani. How can Rebbe be the symbol, the dugma, the role model of humility if he's always saying Omer Ani? So he says, no. Whenever Rebbe would say Halach, he would say, if you need that, I think the din is like this. You'd ask someone else to say, Asa. Rebbe would say, I think the din is that it's Asa. He wouldn't say, Bevadois. That was his humility. It depends what tone of voice you say. He used to be a Rebbe in Yeshiva. He would always speak like that. Vani Oimer, he would say. Rashi says, Vani Oimer. That was not like Rebbe. And Rebbe said, Oimer Ani, I think the din is like this, with the humility. So what does he say, Oimer Ani?
Rashi sometimes also
uses Oimer Ani. Yeah. When he was trying to figure out Pshat and the Psukim, that's right, yeah. So Rebbe says, Oimer Ani, Achihei Ben Esim. You shouldn't let a young kohen makar of karbonis at Beis HaMikdash until he reaches the age of 20. So that's the shaila the Gemara is going to have later. Is this ma'akib b'yeved? If the kohen younger than 20 brings, based on a pasuk, and where is it? Pasuk in Ezra. Based on a pasuk, he has to be 20. That's lihikuva, or you only meant lachatchil. The Gemara is going to have 2 days later on. Amar al-chizda my time at the Rebbe. Must be a makar somewhere. Where is there a makar like that? You have to be 20. Dichsiv, a pasuk in where? In Ezra. So the Pharisee Pasuk. Yeah, the only problem is the Pasuk says Levim. It doesn't say Kohanim. That's what the Gemara is going to ask. What Shaychus does it have? The next line. It doesn't talk about Kohanim. And the Levim, we said, the Shonim only applied in the Midbar between the age of 25 and 50, or the age of 30 or 50. Didn't apply the Duris. So what does the Pasuk say? The Levim have to be age 20? And for the Gemara, no. Even though it says the word Levim, it really means Kohanim. The 24 places in Tanakh where it says Levi, and it really means a Kohen. Nikru Kohanim Levim Vizeh, and this pasuk in Ezra chapter Gimel Vizeh Echad Mehem. The following pasuk in Yecheskel, Kohanim Halavim Bnei Tzadok. That's what the Rebbe Shimon Levi says. So this pasuk in Ezra Gimel is also Vayamidus Halavim and Es Mishana. The Rebbe says it doesn't mean Levim; it really means Kohanim, and the Kohanim shouldn't be Makor Kavanos till the age of 20. There are midrashim in many sources, Gemaras, midrashim, Agaritas, that the Bezal Shalmaila doesn't punish a person for sins that he does until he's 20 years old. Bezal Shalmata punishes Mishahedish De Cyrus after the age of Bar Mitzvah, Bas Mitzvah. The Bezal Shalmaila doesn't punish Ad Ben Esrim. Now, Soloveitchik used to say that the personality is usually formed between the age of 13 and 20. So the Bezal Shalmata is more machmer, that they hold a person responsible, culpable, he's punished if he did an avera after the maturity begins. He begins to become mature at the age of 13. A girl at 12 and a boy at 13. And Ben Shalmaila is more lenient, so they don't hold you responsible, culpable for punishment unless you did the avera after the complete maturity already took place. At the age of 20, then the whole personality is already formed, then it's already full of badass. Yeah, why is this B'chav Tal becomes Nikru Kohanim Levim? Tosfos in the end of Pchairis has a raif in the Gemara that a kohen is nishken levi. A kohen is not a levi, for sure is not a kohen, but a kohen is not a levi. Why? The Gemara has the following din. Let's say there's a mitzvah pidyon haben, but if the father of the baby is a kohen or a levi and the child is a kohen or a levi, so there's no chiyah pidyon haben. What if the mother is a kohenis or leviyah? So also not, because b'peterechm tala rachmana. So if the mother is the Kohenis or Leviyah, so there's no Dipin Abed. What happens, you have all these cases, what happens, I remember I was once giving a shir, I was the rabbi in the shul in Paramus, I was giving a shir, and the local Kohen was paying attention because this was his daughter, was a Kohenis, she was married to a Goy. He was a Baal Tshuva, and the daughter was already mature before he became a Baal Tshuva, so she went and she married a Goy. And the next daughter married a Kohenik, because she was younger, so she married a Sfardish, a Kohenik, and he used to come to the shul. So he was paying attention. I was going through the dinim. So if a girl is a kohenis and she married a goy, she's living with a goy, so she's nivala lepasla psolo, she becomes ois kohenis, and by the time the baby is born, the peterechim, she's nishkin kohenis anymore, so the child needs pidyon haben. The father's a goy, he's not mechuyev to do, the mother's not mechuyev in pidyon haben, so the bezin will do the pidyon haben, or the child will do his own pidyon haben after he becomes bar mitzvah, however. But if the mother is a levir who married a goy, there's no such thing that Nivula the Pasala becomes Ois Leviya. So she remains a Leviya even though she's living with the Goy. When the baby is born, it's a Peterechim of a Leviya, so there's no Chi opinion of it. So Taisa is Fektakasha, but every Kohen is a Levi also. So true, the Kohenis who's living with the Goy is Nivula the Pasala, she becomes Ois Kohen, is also blind Ma Leviya. So Taisa says Zetman from the Gemara that a Kohen is Nishkan Levi. So how does Rabbi Shulman Levi say B'chav Tal becomes Nikru Kohanim Levim? It's not true. The Kohanim are not Levim. So the Prima Godim answers. There are two different concepts. There's Shevet Levi and there's Kedushas Levi. The Kohanim belong to Shevet Levi. That's true. But they don't have Kedushas Levi. There was a Chassidus Rebbe, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Ben Ditshebe, who was a Mechutna of the Balatanya. He wrote a Sefer Kedushas Levi on Chumash. Chassidus. So there's such a thing as Kedushas Levi. Rameh Simcha, the author of the Osameach, writes in his Sefer Mesher Chochmah, he was a Kohen, so he can afford to say, he says, there ain't no such thing as Kedushas Levi. There's Kedushas Kohuna. He says, we have Kedusha. He says, the Karbonas is the Etzem Kedusha. The Karbonas have Kedushas Korban. The Kohanim, because the Makro Karbonas are their Tashmishi Kedusha. The Osameach asks, where did the Gemara get the idea that Tashmish B'Tashmish doesn't have Kedusha? Let's say you have tefillin that has kedusha. Then the tefillin zekel is tashmishi kedusha. So even after it gets worn out, and you don't want to use it anymore, you buy new tefillin zekel, you're not allowed to throw out the old tefillin zekel, you have to put it in shemus. Then you have a plastic cover on top of the tefillin, on top of the cloth tefillin zekel. Or you put the tefillin zekel inside the talis zekel. So the talis zekel is also protecting the tefillin. The Gemara says, no, that's tashmish to tashmish. Since it's twice removed from the tefillin is in the tefillin zekel, and that's in a plastic zekel, or in a talizekel, so twice removed, does not have kedusha. So the Yosemite says, where did the Gemara get this idea from? Where's the Makar HaChumish that only Tashmish and kedusha have kedusha, and Tashmish to Tashmish, twice removed, does not? Zokter, you get it from the whole story of the Kohanim and the Levim. He says the Karbonis, that's the Kedusha. The Kohanim Amakor Karbonis, so he says, he's a Kohen, says, we have Kedusha, because we're Tashmishi Kedusha. The Levim are Mishamish us. So they don't have any Kedusha. No such thing as Kedusha Slevi. Machtavek, the whole Kedusha Slevi, the whole Sefer. It doesn't exist, no such thing. It's Shevet Levi. He said, no such thing as Kedusha Slevi. But we usually assume not like him. We usually assume, he says, so that's the mocker in Chumash, that there's a Tashmishi Kedusha of Kedusha, and twice removed, Tashmish, Tashmish, does not Kedusha. But we usually assume not so. There are two aspects to Levium. There's Shevet Levi and there's Kedusha's Levi. So the Tesis proves from the Gemara there that the Kohenes who's living with a Goy loses Kedusha's Kuna, and she never had Kedusha's Levia to begin with. She is Shevet Levi, but she never had Kedusha's Levia. Either you have Kedusha's Kuna, or Kedusha's Levia, or Kedusha's, so you can't have two. The Choptal Mekamis Nikro Kohanim Levium means that all the Kohanim belong to Shevet Levi, but they don't have Kedusha's Levi. Right.
That's their job.
So wasn't that a
Tashmish
for the
carbon activity? I would have said like that also. The Asamech was a Kohen, I guess he wanted to knock them down. I don't know. Yeah, we assume that there is Kedusha Slavi. We assume there is. The Gemara has a Machlekes in the second Perek in Ksubis, in another place in Yen Nevivam, Machlekes are Bekiva, Rablozim, and Azariah. How you Yoitze giving Maisa Rishain, you're supposed to give Truma Gedolah to the Kohen, and Maisa Rishain is supposed to give to the Levi. Are you Yotzei Maaser Rishon if you give it to a Kohen? Or are you only Yotzei if you give it to a Levi?
Ezra made up the Kohen that way.
Ezra Kohen says Halavim, right.
And they gave this Maaser to the Kohen.
Right, right. So the Gemara has a Machlokes, what exactly was the penalty of Ezra? So the Gemara says, if you hold like the Tana, that Minatari, you only Yotzei if you give to a Levi, if you give to a Kohen, you're not Yotzei. So the penalty was that you can give to a Kohen also. And you're not talking about Yotzei the Mitzvah. If you give to the Kohen, you're not Yotzei the Mitzvah. And if the Din Minatora was that you Minatora, you have a choice to give to a Kohen or to a Levi. So the penalty of Ezra was you can only give to a Kohen. You're not allowed to give to the Levi. Ezra penalized the Levim because when they came back to Eretz Yisrael from Golas Bavel, so there weren't enough Levim to run a Beis Hamikdash. The whole purpose of coming back to Eretz Yisrael was to rebuild the Beis Hamikdash and to offer Karbonis. So Ezra looked around. It says in Sefer Ezra that they stopped by a river in Hakvar, I think. I don't know. They stopped by a river. And he stopped there. How many people are Levim? There weren't enough Levim. They're going to have to stay up 7 days a week, 24 hours a day to take care of all the Karbonis and Beis Hamikdash. It's impossible. So he told everybody to wait by the river. He has to go back to Bavel to schlep more Levim. So because the Levim were negligent, and Shivas Tzion, everybody was negligent. But there weren't enough. The whole purpose of the Shiva Sion was to bring Karbanis, and not enough Levim, he can't run a Beis HaMikdash. So he penalized the Levim. So the Gemara has the two versions. To what extent did he make the penalty? You only give Maaser, only give it to the Kohanim, or you can give it also to the Kohanim. So what is this Machlekes, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Lozim, and Azariah? On the level of the Raisa, you can only give Maaser Rishon to the Levim, or you have an option to give it either to Kohanim or to Levim. So this is the Machlekes. Are you supposed to give Maaser Rishon to the one who's from Shevet Levi? Shevet Levi, the Kohanim are also Shevet Levi. But he say, no, you only give it to the one who has Kedushas Levi, so the Kohanim do not have Kedushas Levi. They belong to Shevet Levi, but they don't have Kedushas Levi. So that's the Gemara. So the Gemara has, the Gemara quoted a Machlekes, Rebbe and Achachamim, what's the minimum age to be Makar Kabbanis? Tanakhama says Bar Mitzvah, and Rebbe holds no, age 20, based on the pasuk that doesn't talk about Kohanim, it talks about Levim. But Rebbe understands, B'chav Tal Makam is Nikro Kohanim Levim. What do the Chachamim do with that pasuk? Chachamim deny it. They say, you don't have to be 20 years old. So what is that pasuk talking about? Only the Levim who are age 20 and up were allowed L'natzeach. How does the pasuk read? L'natzeach al Malechus Beis Hashem. So Rebbe interpreted L'natzeach to supervise means Kohanim to be Makriv Karbonis. And the Pasuk says you have to be at least age 20 to be Makriv Karbonis. That's how Rebbe says. The Chachamim say no, the Natzeach means to be the big boss and to run the whole show on the Beis HaMikdash, that you have to have an advanced degree and to know how to run a business, to know how to run an institution. So for that you have to be 20 years and up. That's what the Gemara answers. The Idach and the Tanakhama who disagrees with Rebbe, the line right below where it says Ezra Gimel. So the Gemara says, V'idach, and the other Tana, who says you don't have to be 20 years old to be makor kabbalah. So what does he do with Rebbe's pasuk? Nay, lenatzeach shayne means to be in charge of the whole running of the show, that you got to be 20. But to be makor kabbalah, you don't have to be 20. Then Gemara has Tana Rabbanon, the brayso we mentioned before. Ish mizaracha, kanam Rab Lozer, katan pasul abad. Need exeris hakosuv that before bar mitzvah he can't be makor kabbalah. You don't just say he's a lab badas and he won't be doing lishma. You need hakravas hakabbalah lishma. The katan can this lishma he can have. The lishma by the get the Gemara says he can have. That's a different kind of lishma. But this lishma he can have. That's like mitzvah sichas kabbalah. Afilu tam, even if he's not a balmum, he can't be me'emes hakoshel abad. Shabbi shtei sairis, he has to be bar mitzvah, the minimum. Avalech alkan me'minichem osalam and she'ei ben esrim. But they won't let him. Strictly speaking, from the age of bar mitzvah on, he can be makir kabbonis. But lamaisa, they won't let him do it. So it means lechatchila they won't let him do it. But the evidence will be kosher. So the Gemara now has two versions. Who's speaking? That l'chatchile they won't let him be makruv. Ika the Amri, one version has it, or Rebihi, that last line in the Braise, Mishyavish Dei Saris, strictly speaking, after Bar Mitzvah, the cotton is ready, godly, can be makruv kabbanis, but l'maisa they won't let him do it. That's what Rebbe said. And Rebbe only meant that l'chatchile, afilu psul de rabbanu leisle. Rebbe never meant to say that if he's going to be makruv kabbanis younger than 20, it'll be possible. He just meant they won't let him do it. And Ika the Amri, and the other version has it, no, Rebbe is sleep psul mid rabbana. Rebbe holds that you have to be 20 if you makor kabbanis before the age of 20, it's possible. And that brisa that says, l'chatchil, he won't let him, that goes, hod rabbanan hi. Well, l'chatchil hu de lo, avul b'dyeva rabbidosik shir. So the Gemara has two versions, what did Rebbe mean? When he said, you can't be makor kabbanis before the age of 20, he meant b'dyeva, or he just meant l'chatchil. And in Mele, if Rebbe meant only l'chatchil, so the chacham hold even l'chatchil, you don't have to be 20. But if Rebbe meant even Likuva, then there's room to say, according to the Chachamim, that they agree that Lachatchila, Echav HaKanim, won't let him be Makor Kabbanis until he reaches the age of 20. Yeah. This is a famous daf because of the Taptaisus, because of the Duchening, the three Shurim, because of the Chazan to be the Shliach Tzima, the famous Taisus. This series of Mishnah is the end of the first Perek. I mentioned they were transmitting the Torah Shabbat Pen that had to have gimmicks to remember everything. This was at a time that it was not permitted yet. They didn't allow anybody to write anything down. So they were trying to see to it that none of the Torah Shabbat Pen should be forgot. So they had this gimmick, giving the contrast between Arifas Tegla Aruf and Shchitas Paraduma, Kohanim, Alevim, all the different contrasts. So here also they have a contrast. Tor Bikli Cheres Tami b'chol hakelim. Kli cheres is an earthenware vessel that was baked out in the kiln, in the oven. If you have a kli adoma, in Russia they still make kelim like that, I was told. They take sand and water, and they make mud, and then they make a kli, and they don't bake it in the oven. They just leave it like this, and it doesn't fall apart. I don't know how it works. That's called kli adoma. So kli adoma, not mekabel tumah at all. When we learn Masech HaShabbos in the first Perek, so the Gemara said, Klei Adoma and Klei Glolim and Klei Avonim, the three kinds of kelim that are not Mekabel Tuma. We assume that synthetic material, let's say plastic kelim, we assume plastic kelim also not Mekabel Tuma. There's no passing in Chumash, and the Chachamim never made a din midi Rabbana. Klei Tzchuch is not in Chumash. So the Gemara says that glass kelim, glass dishes, are Mekabel Tuma midi Rabbana. That's the Gemara in the first Perek in Shabbos that we learned. But Kli Cheres is the earthenware kelim, but you baked it out in an oven, then it has tumah. Then it's mekabel tumah. And it has no tara b'mikveh. Any other kli that's mekabel tumah, let's say a wooden kli is mekabel tumah, metal kli is mekabel tumah, so that has tara b'mikveh. Once it becomes tumah, you can be put in the mikveh. That's why it's called kli shetef. And the next daf in the Mishnah is kelim like that. Lishtof means to rinse off with water. So if the kli becomes tummy, you can't rinse it off with water, not going to become tahor. But when you tovel it in the mikveh that has memsor, so that's called rinsing it off in the right mikveh. So that kli shetef means all the other kelim that have tara b'mikveh that can become tahor. Kli cheres, once it becomes tummy, in today's sedra it says, we also sishbaru, you have to break the kli. By shviras a kli, that's mitahir the kli. Because it's no longer a kli. If you smash it, it no longer is it. Not a kli, so you can't retain the tumah. But so therefore, there's a klal, and where we learned the last parag in Erev. So on next to the last daf in Masech Chazer, we learned it a few years ago. So next to the last daf in the end of Erev, the Gemara had learned that from a pasuk. Kol she'en latar b'mikveh ein anasa av hatuma. Let's say you go to a funeral. So we call the meis avi avos hatuma. All the people who attend the funeral and all the kalim that are there in the same room, ba'ol ha'meis, all become av hatuma. Because when tumah is transmitted, it goes down a madrega. So the meis is avi avos hatuma, the highest level. So the tumah is transmitted to us and to the kalim and the people become av hatuma. What if there's a kli cheres? What if they're china dishes in the ba'ol ha'meis? So the tumah goes down two madregas. The kli cheres can't become an av hatuma, because we learn that from a pasuk called davish ein latar b'mikveh ein anasa av hatuma. So odom the kelim have tar b'mikveh. Let's say you have oichel b'mashkim in the oil ames. You have a dead body in the room, and there's oichel b'mashkim. So there are four categories of things that are mekabel tuma. Odom the kelim oichel b'mashkim. Oichel b'mashkim have no tar b'mikveh. So the ames is avi avoyis, and the oichel b'mashkim don't become an av hatuma. They skip two madregas. It goes down. It becomes a rishon l'tuma. And the same thing, the kli cheres can never become an av hatuma, because ein lo tar b'mikveh, ein anasa av hatuma. Whenever the Gemara mentions that oichel m'mashkim never have tar b'mikveh, so Rashi always asks the kasha, but there's a din of hashoke. If you have water that became tomei and you pour it into a mikveh, so then it becomes tohor. So there is tar b'mikveh to water. So Rashi always gives this long arichas. No, hashoke is a din of zriyah. If you have a potato that became tomei, if you have a tomato, whatever, it became tummy, and planted in the ground, and it takes root, then the tumor disappears. There's a din of zriya. When you plant something in the ground, let's say apples are growing on a tree, and Adam tummy touches it. So, dova mechuba lekarka is not mekabel tumor. Even if the apple was mekabel tumor, I detached the apple, and I touched it, it was mekabel tumor. Then I plant it in the ground, and it takes root. After it takes zriya, after hashrasha, the tumor disappears. So Rashi says there's a pasuk in Navi that says, "V'zareya mayim al pnei chutzos." When you pour water into a puddle of water, that's called a form of zriya, as if you're planting the water. Nothing's really taking root. It's not like planting a tree or planting a vegetable or something. But still, since the pasuk uses the verb "zareya mayim al pnei chutzos," so that's why water that became tummy has tar b'mikveh. Not that it has tar b'mikveh. No, water doesn't have tar b'mikveh. If it would have had tar b'mikveh, it would have been able to become an av hatuma. Water is has riyah, zareya mayim has riyah. Rashi always says that. So Rashi over here has that comment. Rashi on the next daf on Chafeim and Aleph is going to mention. He doesn't explain why. He says the kli cheres cannot be an av hatuma. Where is this? In the second, the Rashi and Chafeim and Aleph, you have narrow lines, then it becomes the medium-sized lines. So in the second of the medium-sized lines, he says, one kli is touching another kli. One kli is touching a kli cheres. So he says, ein kli mekabel tuma ela miyav hatuma. And he says, the kli cheres, by definition, can't be, it doesn't explain it. But that's based on the Gemara, the end of Erevin. That other kelim can become an av hatuma. If they're in the oil ha'meis, so the meis avi avos in all the kelim, the begadim that I'm wearing, and the chairs and the table, everything becomes an av hatuma, except for kli cheres, since ein lo tar b'mikveh ein anasa av hatuma. The same thing, ochel mamashim can never be an av hatuma. So nachmal, so the Mishnah has the contrast between kli cheres and all other kelim are called kli shetev. Kli shetev means he can rinse them off. Means if they become tummy, he can be toivel them in the mikveh. So let's say this is a kli cheres. Let's say this would be a china dish. So if I have a dead sheretz and I dangle a dead sheretz inside the kli, even though it doesn't touch the kli, it'll cause tumor to the kli. It's mekabel tumor me aviroi. If the sheretz touches on the outside, it's not metame. Only if the sheretz touches on the inside, it doesn't even have to touch. Just dangling in the air. There's a Gemara in Shabbos, if an adam tummy sticks his finger in, that's not metame. How come? Because the finger is not metame. It's the odom. The odom didn't squeeze it. If you have a dead sheretz and you dangle the whole sheretz in the kli cheres, so that's the sheretz, the dead sheretz, is inside the aver of the kli cheres. If you have an odom tummy, the finger is not metame. It's the whole odom. The fat person didn't squeeze into the kli. So it can't be mekabel tumah mi'avira over there. So the Mishnah has kli shetef. are mekabel tumah from the inside or the outside, but only with maga. They're not mekabel tumah with avir. If you dangle a sheretz inside a klishetef, a metal pot, it won't be mekabel tumah.
Until you had a huge barrel of the terrace,
I think it would be tummy. The guy jumps in. Yeah, it would be tummy because the whole davar hametame is there. But he just picks his pinky in that. Unless he touches it, he's metame b'maga on the inside. The klicher is mekabel tumah b'maga on the inside or on the aviro. So if I touch the inside, that's maga. But if I didn't touch it, I just mekabel me avir. That's only if the whole davar hametame is inside. So the whole sheretz is inside, then it will be tummy. So that's what the Gemara is going to explain, what the Mishnah is talking about over here. Tana Rabbanan, avik klicher is tamei. The gaba tahar. If you touch the outside of the klecheres, I'm tummy. I touch the outside, not mekabel tummy. But if I dangle something inside, it's mekabel tummy avir. Even though I'm not touching the walls of the, even though the sheretz is not touching the walls of the kli. In kola kelim, avir kola kelim, any other metal kelim or wooden kelim, not mekabel tummy avira. However, gabon is tummy. Nimtzo, so the upshot is what it says in the Mishnah. Tor bi klecheres tummy b'chola kelim. If you touch maga on the outside by other kelim, it will be metame by klicheris, it won't be metame. And Torah b'chol kelim is tame by klicheris. So the Brisa just explained what the Mishnah is talking about. Then the Brisa says, then the Gemara says, b'nei hanimili, how did the Tanaim know that this is the din? So the Gemara bases everything on psukim. Most of the psukim, I think, on this week's seder. So the Gemara, the Tanaim, Rabbanan, tocho, v'afal pishaloi noga. If you dangle a dead sheretz, the Shemayin HaShartim is also on this week's seder. The Chumash Litzov, the Shmaina Shvatzim, there are eight dead rodents that are metame b'maga, only if you touch it. If you're wearing gloves, it's not metame b'masa. Then if you have a dead animal, let's say you go to the A&P, you pick up some nevela. So nevela meat is not only metame b'maga, if you touch metame b'masa. If it's wrapped up in a wrapper, or you're wearing gloves, so you're not touching it, but you pick up the nevela, or you push the nevela, so that's called masa. So nivlas behema that didn't have a proper shechita is metami b'masa. Let's say you take an elephant, or a horse, or a donkey, and you shecht it. So shechita is not chal on an elephant. Shechita is only chal on a behema Torah. So even if it had a kosher shechita, a Jew made a kosher shechita on an elephant, it's still an avela. It's only if a Jew does a kosher shechita on a behema that lends itself to shechita on a behema Torah, so then there's no tumah. Yeah. And then Adam who dies, not only metami b'magu b'masa, metami b'ohel, three different degrees of tumah. Then the fourth one we spoke about a lot. The fourth one is Nivla Saif Tohar Mitame Abbey Sabli. We learned the Tosfos Daf Chof about it. If you hold Ain't Shechita Lof Min HaTorah, how can you have a Nivla Saif Tohar Mitame Abbey Sabli? How do you have such an institution? Tosfos says no. Even if you hold Ain't Shechita Lof Min HaTorah, but Nechira Simonim and Hatzava you do need. You can't just choke it to death or shoot it to death or bleed it to death. You have to kill the chicken. If you hold Ain't Shechita Lof Min HaTorah, means all the Chomish Shilcha Shechita don't apply. Shia drosa chalada grama vika don't apply, but you have to have some. You have to take a saw and cut it by the neck. Nechiras imanim and atzavur. So that's a machlekes. How do you paskin la halacha? Most of the rishonim paskin yeshchit alof min atar. The Maharam Rittenberg quoted by the Rosh in the end of Yuma paskins ain't shchit alof min atar. Shchit asoif is only mid rabban. Gemara has nafkeminis ledin. So these are the three different levels of tumen. This week said an adam who dies is bentame b'mago b'masa ubaihil. A nivlas behema is metami b'maga b'masa, and a shmoneh shvatz is only metami b'maga. And the nivlas seif tohar, if you have a dead chicken that never had a proper shechita, not metami b'maga b'masa ba'ochel, only metami b'beis abliya. When you swallow it, it's a quirk of halacha. Nivlas seif tohar. If you have nivlas seif tohar, you have an eagle that's dead, not metami at all, has no tumah at all. Nivlas seif tohar. Only has tumah. The more choshev it is, and the more tumah it is. Adam is more choshev than the behemah, so we have more tumah. And the behemah is more choshev than the shrotim, so the behemah has more tumah. Magam and masa. And nivla seif tohar has a quirk of a tumah only metame when you swallow it. Metame the beis abliya. And that's a three-way machlekes. Rabbi Yosef Engel points out in the sefer Asa and Deraisa. What kind of a din is that? When you swallow the nivla seif tohar, you swallow kezais. It's maga, but if you touch it, it's not only maga over there. Only maga, usually it's maga based on storm, shouldn't count. Only maga by the throat, or Rashi and Sarenu writes that it's masa by the throat, and the Rambam holds that it's a metamei of achila. And he gives nafkeminis ledina, whether it's maga, masa, or achila. Chaim also has that. Chaim has two, whether it's maga based on bliya, or it's achila. Rabbi Yosef Engel shows, there's a Rashi and Sanhedrin that has a third sheet. It's masa in the throat. So the Gemara asks, how do you know all these dinim? That the avir and the outside, the magad hostar. In our immediate Torah bottom, we have a brisa. Tocho, the pasuk says, kolashi el tocho, afal pishaloi noga. If you have the dangling sherets inside, so the kli becomes tummy, even though the sherets doesn't touch. Atayim af pishaloi noga, vezok, drein alem kei noga. Maybe it's only if the dead sherets touches inside. And for the Gemara, no, Rabbi Yonasan ben Avtolom Samer, it's a gzeirah shavah. The word tocho appears twice. Nema tocho litame, v'nema tocho litame. Litame means for the klicheris to become tame. If you dangle a dead sheretz inside the aver of the kli will become tame. If you have a klicheris that already was tame, it can be an avatume, but in la tar b'mikvah and an asavtume, it can be a rishon. So let's say you have the klicheris as a rishon latume, and then you put food inside. Even if the food is not touching the walls, the food is mekabel tuma me'aviroi. So the Gemara says there's a gezeirah shavah toichai toichai. It says toichai b'negeir to the kli being mekabel tuma by dangling a dead sheretz in it, and it says toichai that if the kli cheretz is already tummy, it'll be metame the food inside. Matoch amar the tamei afal pishaloi naga. The din is that the kli cheretz will be metame the food inside, even if the food is not touching the wall. How do you know that that's true? The Gemara is going to have to prove that. But that's the gezeirah shavah. That we know from other psukim. The klicheris is metami, the food inside, even though the food is not touching the walls. So too, the dead sherets that detangle inside is metami the kli, even though the dead sherets. After chama li tamei, for the kli to become mekabel tuma, af pishalai nog. The fegma v'chasim in olana ve'zokt. How do you know that the klicheris, which is tamei, is metami the food inside, even if it's not touching it? Maybe it's only metami if it touches it. The klicheris is, let's say, a rishon l'tuma. And it transmits the tumah to the oichlam and makes the oichlam into a sheni l'tumah. How do you know it's metami? The oichlam makes it a sheni, even if the oichlam are not touching. I'm Rabbi Yonasan, because the Torah says if you have food inside the klicheres, the food becomes tamei. Ator heida al klicheres, afilam ali chardel, even if it's full of seeds. Of chardel is what, mustard seeds. So the mustard seeds are tiny little things. So some of them will be touching the klicheris, but you have a pile of them. So the ones on top are not going to be touching the klicheris. So how do they become tummy? Ator heid al klicheris. It sounds from the pasuk, even if you have a pile of tiny peanuts in the klicheris, the peanuts on the top are also tummy. They're not touching the wall of the kli. So you see that it's the food inside is mekabel tuma me'aviroi. So just like the food in the klicheris can be mekabel tuma me'aviroi, so too, if you have a dead sheretz dangling inside the kli can be mekabel tuma from the dead sheretz in the avir. You hear on this, here on this Gemara, there's a famous Rabbein Tam, the bottom Tosfos on Amud Beis. This is every other Masechta in Shas. Rabbein Tam jumps on Rashi. The Gemara says in many places that oichel poches mikebeitza, oichel, that's the volume smaller than an average size egg, beitza beinanis, is mekabel tuma, but it can't transmit tuma to something else. Let's say you have a beitza that's a rishon l'tuma, so if it touches mashkim, it'll make the mashkim into a sheni l'tuma. But that's only if the echelim has the volume of the kebeitza or more. If it's less than the kebeitza, the echel can be mekabel tuma, but it can't transmit tuma to something else. So that's where Rashi assumes, bekama mekaymus and shas, that both parts of this are din derais. But latami acherim you need a kibetz. And the Rabbein Tam always disagrees with Rashi. Sometimes he changes girsas because he holds Rashi is wrong. Even to be mekabel tuma minatari you need a kibetz. The fact that oichel mekabel tuma less than a kibetz is only midirabban. So Rabbein Tam has difficulty with this gemara. The gemara says you have chardel seeds, tiny little seeds. You have a pile. You have a klicheris which is tummy, a rishon l'tuma. You have a pile of peanuts. So the Braisa, he says over here, Hatorah, Rabbi Yonasan says, Hatorah, he al kalcheres, even if it's a pile of peanuts, and the peanuts are tiny, and they're not touching, there's a pile, so the top peanuts on the pile are not touching the walls of the kalcheres on the inside, is mekabel tuma from the avir. So Rabbi Natam, he has to kashen himself, but peanuts is less than a kebetza, and chardel is less than a kebetza, so according to my shita, the whole Kabbalah's tumah is only midirabbanan. So how can he say if you have a whole bunch of peanuts, it's mekabel tumah min haTorah? The whole Kabbalah's tumah is only midirabbanan. So he says, he worded, he says, the Tanna Rabbi Yonasan worded it Kli Cheres that's full of Chardel, that's after the Chachamim made the Chumrah with the Rabbanan, that Oichel less than a Kebetza is Mekabel Tumah. And before, on the level of the rice, it would be if you have a pile of eggs. Let's say you have a pile of hard-boiled eggs. So each egg is a kibetza or more. Okay? Large eggs. Beitza beninus is a kibetza. Let's say you have large-sized eggs. We have large-sized eggs all the time. The average size, the beitza beninus, they make mayonnaise from, so we never see them. Years ago, when I was a little boy, they used to sell smaller eggs. And now they don't sell those eggs anymore. Now they used to sell regular eggs, large-sized eggs and jumbo eggs. Now they don't say normal eggs. Now they just sell large eggs and jumbo eggs. And the small eggs, they all use to make mayonnaise. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, on the level of the Raisa, the din would only be if you have a klicheris and you have a whole pile of hard-boiled eggs in there. So the eggs have a kebetza. So that's mekabel tumah min haTorah. But after the Chachamim made the din, the Rabbanan, that even less than a kebetza is mekabel tumah, so they worded it, afilim mali chardel. But this, the top line, mali chardel, this can't be min haTorah. That's what the Rabbeinu Tam says.
So it's only what's touching the wall, but everything, you don't see like it's all one gush or whatever? I mean,
No. There's a din by the bottom Tosis quotes, there's a din by Karbonis. So what does it mean, kafachas? One kaf, one spoon. So the Torah Shabbal Peh has a drosha. Tosfos quotes from Sochem Daf Yutes. Kafachas, hakos v'asal l'chol mashe v'kafachas. If you have bisar karbanis and you have a kli hegdish, so all the food in the kli is considered one big unit. That's a pasuk only by kochim, but it doesn't apply to chulin. It's a special thing. Hakosav, how does he say it? Chol mashe v'kaf is treated as achas. But that doesn't apply over here. That's only by kochim. Yeah. This on this daf there's a famous Ran, Chidush Ran. So he talks about Richas about this machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees with this Rashi and Nozir and many different mesichtas. He changes girsis in the Gemara because he doesn't agree with Rashi. So he brings a raya. Rabbeinu Tam brings a raya that Rashi is wrong. There's a din if a klicheris becomes tam, it has no tar b'mikveh. So how do you make a tar? It says osas ishbaro. You have to smash it. Once you smash it, it's not a kli. It's not a kli, so it can't retain tumah. If it's not a kli, it can't be mekabel tumah in the first place. If you smashed it, it's not a kli. It's a sheva kli, so it can't retain the tumah either.
What if the piece is big enough?
Huh?
What if the piece is big enough?
Let's say you break a kli,
it's
big enough to serve as another kli, then it still retains the tumah. So you have to crack the kli in such a way that it doesn't function as a kli at all. Correct. So there's a havamina in the Torah's Kohanim, that if you have a big steak and it was mekabel tum, Adam Tommy touches the steak and you take a knife and you cut it in half, that it'll become tahar. So why should it become tahar? So Rabbeinu Tam says, obviously, if it's less than a kedetza, it's not mekabel tum min haTorah. So what if it was more than a kedetza? You had a hard-boiled egg and Adam Tommy touched it. A large hard-boiled egg is more than a beitza beninus. And then I take a knife and I cut it in half. I would have thought less than a kebetza is not mekabel tumah. So even if it already was mekabel tumah when it was a kebetza and you cut it in half, now it can't preserve the tumah. To retain the tumah, you would also think that you need a kebetza. So the Torah's Kanim says it's not so. Once it received the tumah, because it had a kebetza, so the tumah remains. It's not the same as shviras kelim. By klicheris, the only way to be metariated is by smashing it. By other kelim, you don't have to smash it. You can be tovel it in a mikveh, but if you want to, you can smash it. If you smash it, it'll be tar, because once it's a sheva kli, not only is not mekabel tumah, it can't retain the tumah. So there was a havamina in the Torah's Kohanim that if you have oichel kibetzu as mekabel tumah, then you cut it in half less than a kibetzu. What if that also, less than a kibetzu, not mekabel tumah, it can't retain tumah? So he said, but according to Rashi, that less than a kibetzu is mekabel tumah, and our Torah just doesn't have letami acherim. So what kind of a havamina is this? That's a beferish raya against Rashi. So that's Tosfos and other mesichtas quotes that raya against Rashi. So the Chiddush Aran over here says a teretz. He says we haven't shlugged up Rashi. Rashi has all the Gemaras. Rashi reads all the Gemaras that less than a kedetza is mekabel tumah min haTorah. It's not midirabanan. He says the havamina would have been. It's not because less than a kedetza is not mekabel tumah. I would have thought that it's like shock treatments. That if you cut it, if you break it, so I would have thought it's tahar. Even though less than a kebetza could also, if I would have touched it now, less than a kebetza, it would have been mekabel tumah min haTorah. But if it was mekabel tumah when it's bigger and I chop it up and I cut it in half and that was less than a kebet, I would have thought that that's tohar, not because it's not mekabel tumah, can't retain tumah. It's andu din. You broke it when you break something. But that's one of the Rabbeinu Tam's rights. He has a lot of rights to disagree with Rashi. Okay, maybe we'll leave off here in the middle of the Gemara. Gemara is going to prove from Psukim that all the dinim are correct in the Mishnah, but then they're going to introduce additional dinim in Hilchos Kabbalas Tumah. It's all interesting. Interesting halachas. The Gemara in the first perek in Kiddushin quotes a pasuk from today's Sedvah, from Parsha Shmini. The Torah is talking about which animals are kosher, which animals, which grasshoppers are kosher, which shratzim are kosher, which are not. So in the middle of the parasha it says, Kol halech al gachon, and the vav of gachon is a big vav, larger than the other letters. And the Gemara says, we have a tradition, vav de gachon is emtza hatevas of the Sefer Torah. That's the middle. Up until the letter vav, there's a certain number of letters, and from Vav to the end, the same number of letters in the Sefer Torah. Chatzi HaTorah Ba'osius, right. Darosh Darash Moshe, that's what Chatzi HaTorah, in what? The Tevis in words. Also today said, Vesira Chatzis Darosh Darash Moshe, so that Darosh Darash, that's the middle point for the number of words in the Chumash. But here, the Vav of Gochan, it's Chatzi HaTorah Ba'osius in the letters. So the Gemara assumes that there's an even number of letters in the Sefer Torah, not an odd number. So the Gemara wants to know, is Vav of Gochan is the last of the first half, or it's the first letter of the second half? So the Gemara says, we forgot. This was a tradition of the Torah Shabbat Peh. They forgot. So the Gemara says, let's take out a Sefer Torah and we'll count it. So the Gemara says, Anan lo bikinun b'chaseris v'yiseris. So Bet Nishtelfen, if we're going to count it now, we won't know the correct answer. So the simple translation of the Gemara is, there are a lot of words where we have a mole instead of a chasa instead of a mole. There are mistakes all over in the Sefer Torah that we have. We don't know what's supposed to be mole, what's supposed to be chasa. So we'll never be able to restore this tradition. So that's what the Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch. If you're laying in Kriya Sateh, you find a mistake, so you have to take out another Sefer Torah. You can't lay in. The Rambam in the Mishnah Torah writes that you can't lay in from a puzzle in Sefer Torah. The Rambam in the Tshuva that he wrote earlier, the Rambam in the Tshuva writes that you can learn Baal Peh, you can learn from a Pasul and Sefer Torah also. But when he grew older, the Rambam wrote in the Mishnah Torah that for the purpose of Mitzvah's Kriya Sater, you have to have a kosher Sefer Torah. That's what we assume. But the Evid, if they learn half a Sedra and then they find a mistake, so the Beis Yosef quotes from his Rebbe, Rabbi Abu, Mari Abuav, that you rely on the Tshuva Sar Rambam, but the Evid, that you don't have to learn over from the beginning of the Sedra. So you start from there, you learn till the end. So the Ramah writes, that din, that if you find a mistake in the Sefer Torah, you have to put away the Sefer Torah, take out another Sefer Torah, that's only if you found mamish a mistake. Let's say Gochon was spelled with a chof instead of a ches, or Noyach is spelled with a chof instead of a ches. That's mamish a mistake. But if you have mole agrais, mamish agrais, but if you have mole achoser, you don't take out another Sefer Torah because of that, because anan lo bikin and b'chaser is for your sins. So it's the chapela, so all the Sefer Torah apostle then. All the Sefer Torah should be puzzled. If you're not Baki b'chaseris v'yiseris, if you have a Sefer Torah that has an extra letter, it's puzzled. Missing letter, extra letter. Here the Ramah is saying, based on the Gemara, we're missing letters all over the place. We have extra letters all over the place. We're not Baki b'chaseris v'yiseris. We have a problem on Patsua Daka also. Half of Klal Yisrael spells Patsua Daka, Daka, Dalet Chof Aleph. Half spell Patsua Daka, Dalet Chof Hey. So whichever one it is, the other one is incorrect. So all the Sefer Torah should be posel misofik. How do we learn Kriya Satorah with a bracha? All the Sefer Torah are posel. So it's a peladika, it's a murderous kasha. For many years, after the Achronim worked on this kasha, the one who gives a reasonable answer is the Minchas Chinuch. So Minchas Chinuch says, if you have a mistake in the Sefer Torah, you have to take out another Sefer Torah, that means a misspelling. Let's say Noach is spelled Benzibin Greisen. Noach, instead of a ches, he put a chof. Noach with a chof is not the correct spelling. Gochon, instead of Gochon with a ches, you write Gochon with a chof. That's a misspelling. But if you write Mole Achoser, that's not a misspelling. It doesn't correspond to the Masorah. But the word Tohor, he's a Tohor al-Atomei. The word Tahara sometimes spelled Tesei Resh, sometimes spelled Tesei Vavresh. In modern Hebrew, they write everything Molech. They'll write Aharon. In a newspaper, they'll write Aleph Hei Resh Vavnun. Usually it's spelled in a Chumash without the Vav. Most of the time it's spelled Choser. But if you spell it Molech, you can't say that it's a misspelling. But Tzua Dako, whether you spell it Dalet Chof Aleph or Dalet Chof Hei, either way is a correct spelling in the dictionary. According to the Masorah, it's supposed to be either one or the other. So the Sefer Torah doesn't correspond to the Masorah. But you don't say it's a misspelling. It's a correct spelling according to the dictionary. If he spelled B'tzua Daka with a Kuf instead of a Chav, that's mamish a misspelling. But if he spelled B'tzua Daka, either a Aleph or a Hey at the end, that's not considered a misspelling. It's interesting that when Yeshua asks on this Gemara in the first parak in Kiddushin, why did the Gemara consider a third possibility? Why the only Gachon, the Vavav Gachon, is at the end of the first half, the beginning of the second half? Why don't they consider it possible that Vav is the middle letter, there's an odd number of letters? So maybe they did consider such a possibility. Maybe they had a tradition, it's an even number, I don't know. Pnei Yeshua asked that question. So to answer the question, he quotes a Zohar and the end of Megillas Rus, on the last page of the Zohar, Megillas Rus. So the Zohar makes a statement that there is Shishim Riba Osios in the Sefer Torah. That's a 600,000 letters. They're nowhere near 600,000 letters in the Sefer Torah. There's much less. So that's what all of the Mefarshim break their heads. What is the Zohar talking about? What's the pshat? So they give all kinds of suggestions. What's going on? So the Pnei Yeshua writes over there, I think he writes, I'm not sure, I think he may quote from the Megala Amukas. There's a Kabbalah Sefer Megala Amukas, Rav Nosson Shapira, they lived in the days of the Taz and the Bach. In the 1600s. So I think he quotes, and Megala Amukah says that the name Yisrael is a Rosh Yetevis, Yesh, Shish, and Ribo, Osios LaTorah. Based on that passage in the Zohar, that the Shish and Ribo, Osios LaTorah. What does it mean? That every Jew has a Shorish in the Sefer Torah. Every Jew has a Mokar in the Sefer Torah. Everybody has a Shaychus with the Sefer Torah. So since the Zohar says that the Shish and Ribo, so that means that they had a tradition that there's an even number of letters. Not an odd number of letters. So that's why the Gemara only entertained the possibility, the Vav HaGochon is either the end of the first half, beginning of the second half, they didn't entertain the possibility it's the middle letter, because that's not so. We have a tradition that the number of letters in the Sefer Torah corresponds to the Shishim Ribu of Klal Yisrael. But this is the famous Vav HaGochon that the Gemara talks about. Okay.
Gachon Rashi had the word may I, and them.
Uh-huh.
And they give a raya that.